says Hachoyvel bechaveroi, if one person hits another person, is chayiv olav mishum chamisha dvorim. You have to pay for five things. The nezek, you have to pay the nezek, the damage you caused him, how much he himself is worth less now. Bitzar, the pain you caused him. Beripu, you have to pay the doctor bills. Beshevis, you have to pay compensation, he's not working now. And Ubaishas, you have to pay him for the embarrassment that you gave him. Now, Benezek said, how do you pay for the damage? Let's say you made somebody blind. Or else, Kites Yoda, you took off his arm. Shibaras Raglov, you broke his leg. So, Royanoisa, we look at him. Kilohu Eved Nimka Beshuk, as if you would sell him now for a slave. Vishama, we have to value. Kamahoy Yofa, but Kamahu Yofa. How much he would have been worth if he would have had the arm, and how much he's worth now without the arm. That's called nezek. That's how much you have to pay him. Tsar, what about for pain? Kivoi, you gave him a burn, you burned him. Oy bishvud, oy b'mesamer, either with a shvud, with a spit, or also a mesamer, with a red hat, a nail. So, v'afilu atzi pornov, even if you only burnt him, like on his nail. A mokom shein oisechabur, a place that doesn't make a real boil there, like you don't make his body worth less. In other words, we want to find the case that you're only giving him pain, and you're not really making him worth less. Even though in the case where there's nezik, you also have to pay tsar. But we want to find the case purely with tsar alone. So in such a case, we gave him a burn, like on his nail, which mainly just you gave him pain, so imdim, we have to value, kama odom ki yoytze bezeh. How much a person in this situation would write salito liyas mitzar kach? How much would a person pay in order to have such pain? So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means. It means in the case where a person has to have this pain, how much would he pay in order not to have the pain? Like let's say like the government says, we have to give you a punishment now, this is the pain you're going to have to receive. So how much would he pay in order not to have that much pain? That's called tsar, that's how much you have to pay the person. Ripui. Let's say the doctor bills, he kohu so chayiv refoisai. If you hit him, you have to pay his doctor bills, you have to pay the doctor refoisai. Ola boit samochim, let's say later on this wound there came up blisters, so imachma samaki chayiv. If because of the first wound it got worse, so you're going to have to pay to have that fixed also. But shalei machma samaki, if the new blisters come not because of the first hit, then potter, then your potter. You only have to pay for what you caused. And now what comes later? Choysa, let's say it healed up, but for Nistero, he had a relapse. The wound got worse again. So Avadi, you have to pay deductibles again. Choysa, it healed up a second time. For Nistero, again there was a relapse. Is Chayel the Refaisa, you have to heal it. Choysa, Kotsarkoi, let's say you paid the deductibles that was completely healed already. And then something like new happened. Subshita ain't a chayav Refaisa. You don't have to pay for those deductibles. Like once it was healed up completely, then you're potter. Sheves, what's the payment of Sheves? Raya Noisa, we have to see him, Kilu hu shayma kishuyin, as if he's a watchman that he watches kishuyim, cucumbers. Shekva nosan loy deme yodo yu deme ragloy. Meaning in the case where you, like, took off his arm, took off his leg. So first he has to pay for the nezek, how much he got devaluated, how much his value became less. But even now, without the leg, still he could do some work. He could be a shayma, he could be a watchman on the fields. So even though now he's in bed, he can't even do that much. So you're going to have to pay him now for how much he could receive to be a watchman. Like that's something he could do now. But since he's in bed, he can't do it. That's called shevis. Boishes, what's called embarrassment? Ha'kel lefi ha'mavayish uvi ha'misabayish. It depends upon who gave you the embarrassment and who's receiving it. That's how big, how bad it is. If an important person gave it to you, or if the person himself is an important person, the more chashav he is, the more embarrassed he is, the more you have to pay for it. Now the Gemara says, Amai, why do we say if you hit somebody else, you have to pay money? Ayin tachasayinam rachmona. The Torah says you have to pay eye for eye. Same, why don't I say the pasuk means, Ayin mamish, if you knock out your friend's eye, we'll have to knock out your eye. How does the Mishnah know to say, it means mamin, you have to pay the value of the eye, maybe it means we take out your eye. So the Gemara says, loisakadayza, this you can't think. Tetanin, because we learn like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say maybe that simo esenoi, misamo esenoi, if you knocked out somebody else's eye, so we'll take out your eye. Kito es yodoi, mikatei es yodoi, if you chopped off your friend's arm, we'll take off your arm. Or el shibur es ragla, you broke his left foot. Meshabras Ragla will break your foot. So how do we know to say not like this? Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, Make Odom or Make Behema. There's a hekish of the payment that when a person hits another person, and went, Umake Behema, when you hit an animal. So we say like this, Ma Make Behema Latashlumim, just like when one animal hits another animal, the Baal HaAshor has to pay, though you say it of Mazik, he has to pay, is Af Make Odom. The same thing when a man hits another man, Latashlumim. It means you have to pay. Just like when you hit a behema, you have to pay. The same thing when you hit another man, it also means latashlumin. It means even though you knock out his arm, but knock out his eye, not that we take away your eye, but we make you pay the money. Now, v'yim nafshach lema, if for some reason you're going to say, this is not called the good like zera shava, if so, I have another limud. Harehi weima, the pasuk says, loy sikhu kaifer lenefesh rotsayach asher hurasha lamas. That means you can't take a kaifer, where a person killed somebody, so he has to be killed. He can't pay himself to be free. So we dashin lenefesh rotsayach iyat lekeach kaifer. In a case where somebody killed somebody, so we don't let him pay money to free himself, but rather we give him the punishment, we kill him. Or b'shoygi, we give him a golus. Avalat lekeach kaifer l'roshe yevorim shein chayzrin. But we do take money in a case where you did not kill the person, just that you hurt him, that you took away even his rosh evorim, you took away his arm, you took away his eyes, in such case, we let you pay. So this is the second limud to say, when you knock out somebody else's eye, or his arm, or his foot, we do not take away your eye, your foot, but rather there's tashlumin, and there's money involved. Now the Gemara says, the first limud, hai maka, which gzera shavu, like you were learning out, maka behema to maka adam. Elaim, if you want to tell me, Maka behemi yishalmenu, O Maka wadam you must, this is the hekish, how the pasuk says, if you hit a behemi, you have to pay. And if you hit a man, yichayiv misa, Fred Gemara, who the kotlaksiv? And that pasuk is talking about that yichayiv misa. And we know if you kill somebody, so the klal is kom lebe the rabbi minei. You don't have to pay money. So the pasuk can't be teaching us here that if you hit a man, you have to pay money. In the case where you kill him, treat the yapotah from paying money. So it can't be the beginning of the pasuk. Ella rather from a pasuk later. Ella mehocha. The pasuk says, Makeh nefesh behema yishamenu. If you hit a behema, you have to pay for the damage. Nefesh tachas nefesh. That in other words, you have to pay nefesh tachas nefesh. It doesn't really mean nefesh, but it means the money. You have to pay the value of it. V'samach len, right next to what the pasuk says, V'ish ki yitein mum ba'misoi, kasherosa keni yosaloi. And when a person hits his friend, what you did to him, we do back to you. So what do you mean we do back to you? The hekesh is just like by behemah, we make you pay. The same thing by a man also, he has to pay nezek. For the Gemara, halav maku, like what's the gzera shava here? The pasuk says, maka nefesh behemah. True, here it says the word maka. But by Adam, it doesn't say the word maka. By Adam, the pasuk says, v'ish ki yitein mumba misoi. So where's the gzera shava? How do we learn that one from the other? So Gemara says, true. Not a real limud from the word maka maka, but rather from what's going on here. Hako hako kamrinan. From the fact that just like you hit an animal, or just like you hit another person. Mahako ho amur bebehema litashlumin. Just like if a person hits an animal, you have to pay the damage you did to the animal, to the Baal HaShor. Is af hako ho amur biyodim. When this pasuk says, v'ish ki yitein mum b'amisai, what does mum b'amisai mean? It means that you hit your friend. It doesn't say the actual word hakor, but that's what it means. It means if you put a mum, means you did some damage to your friend. So it's also considered like a hakor. So Pasuk is teaching us that ma hakor amur behemah l'tashlumim, af hakor ha'amur b'yodam is also l'tashlumim. Teaching us that you have to pay money and not that we take away what you did to him. We don't take away your arm for arm or eye for eye. Rashi says, ki tei mum, mum amish, yeah. Yeah. Well, so let's see. Now the Gemara says, "V'hoksiv v'ish kiyake kol nefesh adam mais yumas." Aye, the pasuk says, "V'ish when a person hits another man, mais yumas, he has to die." So the moment it means dying doesn't really mean dying, but it means you have to pay back the money. For the moment, my dear moment, how do you know to say you pay back money? Ema b'misa mamish. Maybe it means we kill you. So Gemara says, "Let's talk about this. You can't think." To like we just said, that maka behema to maka adam, just like when you hit a behema, Pshita there, it means yishalmenu. You have to pay the money. The same thing when a person hits another person, it means for tashlumim and not for real misa. V'yoyed, and secondly, Ksiv Basra, the Pasuk says, Kasha yitem mum biyodom, ken yinosen boy. What you do to somebody else, ken yinosen boy. Mashma, we take it away from you, which is also mashma loshen of tashlumim. Ushma mina mamin. Here it's a proof that when you hit another person, the chiyuv is to pay back the value, the money, the damage you caused him. Now the Gemara says, "Umayim nafshach loyma." Like, why do we have to have a second svar we just said before from the pasuk of Loisikhu Kaifel and Nefesh Rasayach? What do we need the second pasuk for? "Umayim nafshach loyma." It means like this: Suka kasha letana. Like the Tana had a question like this: "My chazes the alfas mimake behema." Who told you to make the Gzeres Shabbat learn out? Maka Odom, from Maka Behema, to say it means Latashluma to pay money. Leilof rather learn out, Mi Maka Odom, from hitting another person. That there we say if you kill the person, you get Misa. So maybe anytime you hit another person, you always get Misa. Which would mean, Mistama, Ayin Tachas Ayin would mean. So Mura says, Amri no, I'll tell you the svara should be, Donin Nizokin, Min Nizokin. Learn out damage from damage, V'yal Donin Nizokin and Misa. Don't learn out from Misa. Misa is something else. So Mura says, no, Adarabba, just the opposite. There's more of a svara, donin odem meyodom, v'yein donin odem mebehema. There's more of a svara to learn out what Adam does to another person, even though one is just hitting him, and one is killing him, but it's more of a svara to learn out the tashlumim, the dinam of Adam, rather, v'yein donim odem mebehema. Don't learn out from the damage you do to an animal. So maybe you can't make this first Gzeres Shavuot to say, just like when you hit an animal, it means letashlumim, the same thing when you hit a man, it also means letashlumim. Maybe no, maybe hitting a man is doima to killing a man. That we kill you, or we take away your arm, but not tashlumim. So Gemara says, haynu diktani, that's why we have the second limud. That imnaf shech loymer. If you want to tell me that, harayi weymer, the pasuk says, loysikhu koyfel anefesh retzayach, asher rosho lomus. That a person kills somebody, he's not allowed to pay his way free. We have to kill him. We can't take money. So tzaddik, kivais yumas lenefesh rotzeach. Because rather the person has to die. So dashing like this, lenefesh rotzeach iyat halokeh kofer. Where a person kills somebody, here we do not let you pay your way free. You have to get misa. Avalato lokeach kofer l'rosh yevorim sheinim chayzrim. But if a person does damage to his friend, he knocks out his eye, knocks out his arm. So even though it doesn't return, still you have to pay money. Here we would take kofa, we would take money in tashlumin. For the Gemara, v'hai lo istichu kofa nefesh rotzeach, lamute roshi yavor mudiyosa. Is that what it's coming for to teach us? That if a man hits another man and knocks out his arm, he has to pay the value of it. Hami boile, we need it like this. The Yomar Rachmon of the Torah says, lo isavet beitarte. The Torah is teaching us, don't do two things here. That means, lo tishku minei mamen, v'tiktalei. Don't think if a person kills another person, maybe we should give him two punishments. First, make him pay how much that person was worth, and then we'll kill you. So that's what the pasuk is saying. No, we only give you one punishment and not two. For the Gemara, no. That I know for self myself. Hi, this limud, michdei rishosai nafka. The famous drasha we dash in, risho achasata mechaivai, viata mechaivai shnei rishois. You only chayiv one payment and not two payments. Like here. When you kill somebody, we don't make you pay and also have a misa. So that's why the Pasuk Lesikl Kofer is teaching us that for Rosh Yevorim, you have to pay money. So Gemara asks, Yakati still, Mi boyi lay I need it, Dekomer Rachmon of the Torah says, Lo tishko mamma no tifterei. Maybe I need the Pasuk for what it's teaching us, to tell us that don't think if a person kills somebody, he could pay money and free himself. Maybe I need the Pasuk Legufa to teach me this. Not for limud. So Mura says, in Cain, if so, lichta rachmon le sichel kofer. Let the Torah just say he can't take kofer. La shehu rosh lomus. That's all. But le nefesh retzeach lomuli. What's the extra words for a nefesh of a retzeach? So Shmamina, here it's a proof to teach us, le nefesh retzeach iyat lokeach kofer. If a person kills somebody else, here he has no right to pay money to free himself. He has to be killed. But in the case where you just knock out somebody's eye, there you do pay money. Once the pasuk says, now let's tichu kofer to teach us that you don't pay money. to free from Isa. But you do pay money for damage. If so, Makel Amali. What do I need at the first Gzeirah Sheva? To learn out Maka Adam from Maka Behema. Sam, we are paying like this. If just from the first pasuk of Lasikol Kaifer, have I would have thought to say, Iboi Eino Nasev, Viboi Dime Eino Nasev. Maybe the pasuk is just teaching us that you have the choice. If you want to, you can pay money. But if you don't want to pay money, you're allowed to have your right taken out. From Lasikol Kaifer just tells us that you can't free yourself with money by Misa, but for damage, you can pay back the money. But maybe it's your choice. Kamashmon, that's the limud. No, Kamashmon, we learn out min behema that ma makabem l'tashlumim. Just like when a person hits an animal, there's no way we take out the person's eye. It's only tashlumim. I'll tell you, af makodim l'tashlumim. The same way when a person hits another person, there's no way we take out your eye or take away your arm. But pshit, it's only l'tashlumim. You only have to pay the value. That's called nezik. That's the first limud of the Mishnah. That an adam hits another person, he has to pay nezik. Tanya, we learn like this. Rabbi Doistoi ben Yehuda Oimer. The pasuk says, "Ayin tachas ayin mamin." It means if you knock out somebody else's eye, you have to pay the value of it. It means money. For the Gemara, to ayin mamin, you say it means to pay money. Ayinu el ayin mamish. Remember, the term means eye for eye. Or Mata, I'll tell you, Hare, what's going to be? That doesn't make any sense. Because what's going to be a reishoy saying a shozeg gadol v'ainu shozeg katana? Heicha nikaru bei ayin tachas ayin. Like it's not a svara. Let's say I hit the other person's eye. His eye is a small eye, and my eye is a big eye. There's not a svara. That's called ayin takasayin. Gemara says, why not? The chi taima, maybe you'll tell me, kol ki hai shokim b'nei memayna. In such a case, where the eyes are not equal, then sure you have to pay money. For the Gemara, no. HaTorah, the Torah says, mishpat echad yilachem, which means mishpat hashav lekuchem. There's one judgment, one law at all times. It's either you take out your eye or you pay money, but you can't have half and half. The Gemara says, Amri, my kusher, what kind of kasher is that? Dilma, maybe the pshat is like this. Nuhura shaka minei, nuhura merachmona nishka minei. Like if you knock out somebody's eye, maybe the pasuk says, ayin takasayin, maybe it means we take out your eye. Are you asking the question, your eye is bigger than his eye? We don't look at the eyeballs. We look at what happened here. Lamaisi, you made him blind. You took away his eyesight. So the pasuk is saying, we take away your eyesight. Not that it was an eye for eye, but it means eyesight for eyesight. Because if you're not going to say such a strong